Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Could have some big changes out in Fort Worth now that the Texas Education Agency says it's taking over the district and will replace its elected school board with a state-appointed board of managers.
While the move is disappointing, Superintendent Dr. Karen Molinar says she is ready to work with the state on improvements to the district. She says she is proud of her work less than a year in as superintendent, highlighting that in just a few short months, she has implemented changes that have led to higher grades for a number of campuses.
I was born to be an educator. That's been my only profession, my only job. I went to college to be a teacher to teach children to read. I've had the opportunity to work my way through the system in many different roles. What I've put in place in the short time that I have led this district, I've gotten results.
The intervention was legally triggered because one of the now closed Fort Worth ISD campuses received 5 consecutive F academic ratings. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meantime, Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker reacts.
I want Fort Worth to be a great example of a community that rallies together to focus on our students. And importantly, think about what the next steps look like over the next few months as they go through that board of manager process. And importantly, who ultimately becomes the superintendent of schools at Fort Worth ISD.
She says she appreciates the job that the TEA director, Mike Morath, has and hopes he's going to retain Dr. Molinar as the conservator.
Did not take long for jurors in Kaufman County to find a man guilty of capital murder and the death of his neighbor.
This jury finding Trevor McEwen guilty of capital murder. The judge, Judge Gibbs, handing down a sentence just 2 minutes after that verdict of life in prison. This happened about 5 hours after deliberations. Trevor McEwen inside the courtroom was immediately placed in handcuffs. They also placed him in that leather transport belt by 4 deputies. You heard some muffled crying. State Prosecutor Moffitt stepping into the gallery to hug Aaron Martinez's wife. We have yet to hear from her. She just walked past me, asked her if she wanted to say anything, and so she says at this time she still has no comment, but you could hear her crying in that courtroom. And again, within 2 minutes, Judge Gibbs handing down a sentence of life in prison to Trevor McEwen. This after, during this trial, he said that he shot 32 times in self-defense, fearing that Martinez, when he stepped out of his vehicle, was going to ambush him.
That is NBC5's Alicia Barrera reporting.
Well, 2 people from McKinney facing criminal charges after a child winds up at the ER.
Police say a 3-year-old was brought to the ER at Medical City McKinney on October 14th. The child was unresponsive and had obvious signs of trauma. Police launched an investigation, and that led them to arrest 30-year-old Christopher Thomas Alexander of McKinney. He's the one who took the child to the ER. Police say he's not related to the child, but is in a relationship with the child's mother. She is identified as Chelsea Berg, and she was also arrested. They're both charged with injury to a child. The 3-year-old was transferred to a hospital in Dallas and is listed in critical condition. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A lot of rumors flying around last night about a possible state takeover of the Fort Worth ISD. There was so much chatter, in fact, that the district was compelled to put out a news release.
I wrote them an email, said, hey, what's going on, fellas?
They acknowledged that it, too, they'd heard about the rumors as well, but they were going to withhold any further comment until after a news conference this morning by Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath. Well, guess what? That news conference didn't happen. So Morath put out a news release instead. District's going to respond later this morning. KRLD's Russell Scott has been covering this from the beginning, and he joins us now live. A lot of moving parts on this one, Russell.
I'm telling you. Now you're going to set us straight, right? You've got all the answers.
All the answers. Just ask my wife if you want to.
Absolutely.
So it was a bit confusing, but the state was supposed to have a press conference this morning in Fort Worth. At some point, they decided not to have that press conference and decided they would just put out their findings on this. And no surprise, the state, the Texas Education Agency, will take over the Fort Worth School District. They're going to replace the whole school board. They'll put in a board of managers. Those managers will come from, we're told, the Fort Worth community.
Now, why do they feel that a takeover is necessary? What is their justification?
Well, basically, one school in the district, the Leadership Academy, Forest Oak 6th grade, had five consecutive years of an F grade.
That triggers
the state to step in. Mike Morath has been looking into this for months, quite literally, and finally decided that he's going to do the takeover. Much like he did in Houston. It's been under a takeover for the last three years, I think.
Yeah. Mike Miles, a former superintendent here in Dallas, is down there now.
And they say that in Houston, there's been some controversy surrounding that, but they do say that the academics have improved in Houston. I don't know if that's going to happen in Fort Worth. The district is asking TEA to reconsider the move. The Fort Worth superintendent, who's only been on the job for 7 months, is expected to address things at 11:30 this morning. So we'll kind of find out her thoughts on this. The other part of that, we were told, was she may not have had a notice on this. We were told, and I haven't confirmed this with her, that she was in Philadelphia to speak at an education conference today. Got the word yesterday that something was coming down the pike, and so she flew back to Fort Worth last night.
Yeah, I remember this was something that had been discussed even at the beginning of the year. They mm-hmm. thought that this could be coming. And Molinar, since she got in there, has been really progressive as far as getting these test scores up, and they have been going up.
Overall, they're up.
Most of the district's schools have seen improvements. In fact, the school that failed has been eliminated, rolled into something else, another school now. So it's kind of hard. I'm sure that she's got to be disappointed in the findings here.
Oh, no doubt, and I'm sure that's what she's going to talk about. Because they've asked the TEA to relook at this, they say of the F-rated campuses that they had, and this is all done by the state, it dropped from 31 to just 11. I mean, there's still 11 of them that are getting Fs, but the number of those campuses has dropped pretty dramatically. And as you mentioned, the number of campuses getting better grades has gone up. They've also noted that they've redirected $23 million into literacy and math initiatives. And again, we'll find out more information on kind of what she's thinking. But it looks like she will remain in place, just have a new school board.
Does the TEA say how long it's going to be here?
They haven't said.
Yeah, I know they've done this 13 times in the past in Texas, including Houston, and I know some of those, what they're saying with Fort Worth, it could be 2 or 3 years, but I know some of them, they're still running those districts, and it's been years and years. So we're going to find out in that news conference, Fort Worth ISD responding at 11:30. Hopefully we can carry part of that for you, get it on live here.
And you think, too, with Houston, though, that's the state's biggest school district, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Fort Worth can't be that much far behind, so these are bigger and bigger districts the state are now intervening.
Looking at it.
And there are, yeah, exactly. Well, this comes just days after Morath announced a takeover of the Lake Worth district. Now, that's not that big, but there are rumors out there about takeovers in Wichita Falls and Beaumont as well. So, yeah, bigger districts indeed. 13 overall, including Houston a couple of years ago. Now, some of those districts saw their test scores go up. Others went down. as still others were dissolved and absorbed by nearby districts. That happened to Wilmer Hutchins.
Yeah. Right.
So the TEA is allowed, as Russell said, to intervene when any single campus in a given district gets a failing grade for five consecutive years. And again, that's the Leadership Academy at Forest Oak in Fort Worth, which doesn't exist. It has been consolidated as part of Forest Oak Middle School and the new superintendent. Test scores overall have been trending up. So that's got a lot of parents saying, thanks, don't need the help.
Well, but there's another thing, too. You have to look at this, and maybe you can even weigh in. We just had school choice pass in the state of Texas, and you wonder if the state getting involved in these major school districts are going to have major impacts on parents leaving the district or trying to sign up for school choice. Is there some motivation behind this?
Well, the only way I can address that is to say when I covered that, when the legislature was going through that, they thought that few inner city students would be going to private schools just simply because of the cost.
Yeah.
Because even with that $10,000 stipend that they get to go to a private school, a lot of those schools cost maybe twice that much or three times that much.
Fraction of what they cost. All right, here's the big NBA news this morning.
Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested as part of FBI investigations into sports gambling. Billups' arrest was part of a separate case, but it was related, linked to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. That according to reporting from ABC News. At the core of Rozier's arrest is a game from March of 2023 that saw an uptake of Rozier bets coming in on the under. Rozier left that game just 9 minutes in, citing a foot injury. He had previously not been accused of any wrongdoing.
Let me tell you this. The NBA is the easiest. This is why you have to be careful with the NBA, those prop bets. It's the easiest one to rig.
Right.
If you're a player. Yeah.
My foot's sore.
Oh, yeah. Over under 14. You just don't have to shoot. And you get the win.
Rozier is in the final season of a four-year contract he signed with the Hornets in August of 2021. He's getting $24 million a year. This guy, he doesn't need to be in bed with gamblers.
Whatever, baby, greed.
But that's what he is accused of. And then you've got, in addition, a former Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones arrested this morning on charges that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants. Then they placed bets, et cetera, et cetera. So they did the big news conference.
Where do I get that information? I needed to be in on this.
Under an hour ago, they had the news conference in New York. FBI Director Kash Patel had more info. Just trust me. Okay, what he has to say, and especially with his U.S. attorney out of New York, it's going to blow your mind.
All right, I'm ready, baby. Lay it on me.
Here's Kash Patel.
The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese families. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
When's the last time you heard about the Gambino family?
What, the Sopranos weren't
involved? Back, what? Baby. Johnny Sack, keep running, baby.
Now, these are separate cases, but the one that does not involve basketball is the most mind-blowing. That is the one involving the rigged poker games. So they would set these, according to the feds, they would set up these games in places like the Hamptons, little high-dollar places, and they would lure wealthy players in by promising them that they would be playing with some big names in sports.
You know how probably,
Chauncey Billups being one.
How easy that would be, some millionaire thinks, oh my God, I'll get to sit down in a poker game with Chauncey Billups.
The intended victims were known as the Fish.
Of course.
But according to U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella, what the Fish didn't know is that they were being fleeced in a number of different ways. Listen to this.
The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback. The quarterback then signaled secretly the information he had received from others to others at the table, and together they used that information in order to win their games and to cheat the victims. Defendants used other cheating technologies such as poker chip tray analyzers, which is a poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table.
Whoa, I didn't know all this existed. This is like James Bond stuff. You thought, oh, that
can't
happen.
So there's some guy out in a van parked on the street getting all this information, relays it back to the quarterback. He signals it, and the only person who's not in on it is the victim.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy stuff. I remember, I didn't know that they had those reading machines. I'd heard of something like that technology-wise, but I didn't know it was so readily available.
And the X-ray table.
That's crazy.
That reads face-down cards.
You
don't have a chance.
You put on those, those Google glasses that they say now, and you can analyze somebody's face. Could you imagine wearing a pair of those, and they were able to see through a card? Oh.
This is unbelievable. So, we're going to get into this a little bit more later on as to how it came to this.
Now, think about this. If this is happening with 30 people arrested, and right. You had the crime families of New York involved in this, you know this is happening all over the country at different tables. Well, this is only the tip of the iceberg.
It's not limited to this.
No.
For sure.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.